kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Northland Communication wants you to give them a chance at your business. Right now, Northland has a bunch of great deals going on. I want you to go to getnorthland.com. Northland helps you get online. It helps you get online faster. It gets you online at a much better price. Now, what we all want is faster. What we all want is better. What we all want is an absolute the best you can do right now. How about 100 megs for only $49.99 a month? That's double the speed for 50 meg internet for the same low price. There's introductory prices. There's limited time prices. There's limited time specials going on right now. Get to getnorthland.com. Get Northland. Easy. Get Northland. Getnorthland.com to find out for your business or for your home and get that fastest speed right now. 50 megs internet. Double the speed right now at getnorthland.com. Resetting where we are, heading to hour number 3. ACC football schedule comes out at 2 o'clock today. Clemson and Georgia Tech at 9 o'clock tonight. Hey, again, this is not – I just think this is a must-win situation. This is one that you have to win and you have to get positive momentum back. I don't think Clemson fans – I think they're disappointed in the preseason schedule. I think that – let me do this right quick. Can I say hello to my great friend Reese Crow?
Rank him.
Reese Crow is way up there with me. First of all,
rank him.
Sweeter than 6 acres of strawberries. It doesn't get any sweeter than Reese.
You can say hello to top 20s, and that's it.
Okay, she's in my top 20. So, Reese, please, please, please have a great day at school. You keep being as sweet as you always are. She's going to have a great day. So Reese, always the best for you. I don't think Clemson fans need, or I think they're disappointed in the preseason, right? I don't think they're extremely shocked by any stretch that you lost to Duke, Syracuse on the road and Virginia at home. I don't think there's any reason that was a big shock. But now you can't lose to Georgia Tech. This is a chance for to get back a little bit of equity, get back a little bit of momentum, to get back in the fan base. It's a home game. I know it's 9 o'clock. I don't want to hear all that. If you go tonight, show up, have a good time, and enjoy this thing. But tonight is a key game for the season and kind of turning around the season. Put it this way, Zach, the best way to put it, there's an opportunity tonight. There wasn't an opportunity in Durham. There wasn't an opportunity in Syracuse for the most part. And against Virginia, I mean, if you're realistic with yourself, there was not an opportunity against Virginia.
Is tonight a must-win?
Yes, tonight is a must-win for this season. Everything you have is still on the table. You can still win a ton of conference games. You can still do a lot of great stuff, but you have to start tonight. If not tonight, then I don't know when you can start.
What do you need to see tonight from this Clemson basketball team?
Energy, grit that we talk about. If we're going to make T-shirts saying Clemson grit, I need some grit. I need to see a little bit of outside shot, an improvement there. I need to see more people contributing. I need to see some Trapp, Newman. I need to see some bench points. Somebody get involved and get me a little more of an effort there. So tonight's a chance. Again, this season is not anywhere near what we thought it would be, what we hoped it would be. Preseason ranked, in, you know, coming into the season for only like the fifth time in school history. But tonight is a chance for that. I gave you the Heisman odds. I'm going to give you an update of Heisman odds that just came out. I'll give you that here in a second. I told you about the college basketball scores. There were some big games last night. North Carolina beat Notre Dame. It was a great win for Virginia over Virginia Tech in a battle of top 10s last night. We saw Tennessee win big. We saw some upsets in the top 20. Last night was a big night for college basketball. And we talked a little bit about Tate Martell transferring to Miami is where you'll see that. We also talked about maybe planning your wedding and how to go about planning your wedding during open dates or, to be honest with you, before any time there, before any time in the fall. Do that any of the other three seasons. I wanted to get to this in this segment, though, Mr. Or 24. I'm going to give you the Heisman odds, and I didn't get your input on this earlier, so I kind of want to reintroduce the topic here in the final hour. The latest Heisman odds on betonline.com is the sportsbook BetOnline. The top nine players right now for the 2019 Heisman. A little surprised at tied for eighth right now at 25-1. Shea Patterson of Michigan.
Okay.
Kelly Bryant of Missouri.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good for him. KB.
Hope he has a great year. Tied for fourth right now at 12-1. DeAndre Swift, Georgia. Jake Fromm, Georgia. Justin Fields, Georgia. Ohio State. And Judy, Alabama. Third right now at 9-1. Those guys are at 12-1. At 9-1, third right now, Jalen Hurts at TBD. Second right now at 4-1.
Where's he go off the top of your head?
Jalen Hurts. Maryland? TCU? Houston?
Maryland?
Oklahoma? Maybe Oklahoma. Second right now, Heisman odds. 4-1. And leading Heisman odds right now, Trevor Lawrence, 3-1. I asked this question earlier. You were over there putting out fires, and I didn't hear the answer. I don't remember the answer.
What you got?
Does Clemson need a Heisman? Is it essential to take that next one? I mean, you look at Heisman trophies by schools, and most of these national championship, big-time programs, whatever, have Heisman trophies. Does Clemson need a Heisman trophy? And if they do, what would a Heisman trophy mean? Let me back all you up, because I'm saying by school. You ready? Notre Dame has 7. Southern Cal has 7. Ohio State has 6. Oklahoma has 5. Army has 3. Auburn has 3. Florida has 3. Florida State has 3. Michigan has 3. Nebraska has 3. Does Alabama have 2? Is that right?
Ingram and Henry?
Henry won and Ingram won, yes.
They got to have more than 2.
No. That was the shocking part of it all. Up until Mark Ingram in 2009, Alabama had never won a Heisman Trophy.
How about that?
I think I am right about that. As a matter of fact, I am right. Alabama has 2, Georgia has 2. So, all right, so again, here I got it here. Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Oklahoma have 7. Southern Cal, 6. Army, Auburn, Florida State, Michigan, Nebraska have 3. Alabama, Georgia, Miami, Navy, Texas, Texas A&M, Wisconsin, Yale have 2. And at 1 right now, Baylor, BYU, Boston College, Colorado, Chicago, Houston, Iowa, Louisville, LSU, Minnesota, Oklahoma State, Oregon, Oregon State, Penn State, Pittsburgh, Princeton, South Carolina, SMU, Stanford, Syracuse, TCU, UCLA. Do you need a Heisman Trophy at Clemson?
You don't need one.
I agree. You don't need one.
It'd be nice, though.
It would be nice. It'd be like one of the last frontiers.
One of the last frontiers? Yes. It's also one thing that South Carolina continues to have an advantage over you in, and maybe the only thing in football. You would like to see your in-state rival not have that leg up, if you will. Correct?
Yeah, but no one mistakes a Heisman Trophy at South Carolina putting them on equal footing with 3 national championships at Clemson.
No.
No one is mistaking that.
A major award.
It is.
They have.
Right, it is. No doubt, it is. With that said, it does... remember when Forrest Gump got all the money from Apple?
Jenny.
And he says, we don't worry about money anymore. He goes, just one less thing?
Yeah.
That'd just be one less thing. I don't think any schools recruiting against Clemson right now saying, well, you can't go to Clemson and win the Heisman Trophy. I don't think people are doing that. Because, really, you have a better chance of winning at Clemson right now than you do at Oklahoma State. There's what? Princeton's won one. SMU's won one. Stanford with Syracuse. I mean, you got a better chance of winning one at Clemson right now than you do Iowa or Houston or Chicago or Colorado or Boston College right now. So you're not recruiting against that, but it would be one less.
Negatively recruit against Clemson.
Small town.
He's too good of a guy.
Conference is not great. I don't know. I haven't thought about Bama coming up in a minute.
That's it?
I mean, what else? You can't say you can't win there. You can't win national championship there. You can't win conference championships there. You're not on TV. You didn't have the, high draft picks. You don't have, I don't know what else.
Small town and conference. Small town that's growing exponentially.
But do you know what Clemson's answer to that is? Less distractions.
Sure.
And safer. I told you, man, anytime I go to a big city, my number one goal, don't get shot.
Come on, man.
I just don't want to get shot. I don't want to put my Kevlar on and then get. And the other thing is I don't want homeless people coming up to me begging for change. I have this long talk. My wife gets mad at me. Had this conversation with him by saying, sir, I do have compassion for you. I don't know what got you here, but I have compassion for you. But it would only perpetuate your situation by me giving you this. Instead, there's got to be some shelters around that people give it and they can stretch that dollar a lot better than you can personally. So it would only perpetuate your situation. So I can't give you this money right now.
That's what you say to every
person. Yeah. And my wife says, Mickey, you're not making sense. Not everyone, but I do have that conversation. Especially when I'm not with her. When I'm with her, that conversation limited because she didn't want to hear that anymore. But it's true. Give money to a local shelter and they can stretch that dollar. Give it to a person that's trying to get the money from you, and then they just don't manage it the way they can't stretch it that way. So anyway, the Clemson answers the small town thing with less distractions, right? On the Heisman deal, I mean, Army has three. Does that mean you get three times a chance of winning a Heisman Trophy in the future?
No. Absolutely.
No, doesn't mean that. Nebraska has three. Isn't it amazing that Alabama only has two, and it took Alabama until 2009 to win one? Guy said Joe Namath. No, Joe Namath did not win the Heisman Trophy. Mark Ingram and Derrick Henry are the two Heisman Trophy winners at Alabama. So does Clemson need to win one? And here's one way of thinking about it too, Mr. Or 24, Jack Leg Tonto. Hadn't called you that lately. Eskimo.
Nope.
Clemson t-shirt. Nope. Here's one way of thinking about it too. Some of the shine of the Heisman Trophy, some of that has been tarnished a little bit, right?
I guess.
The Heisman, to me, seemed like it was a bigger deal a little longer ago. Am I wrong by thinking that maybe or not?
Did Clemson fans start feeling that way after Deshaun was quote-unquote snubbed for it?
I think a little bit Clemson fans did, but I just think that on the national scene, the Heisman Trophy is, I don't know, man, when I was a kid, you just looked up to the Heisman Trophy guy. Like, when Eric Crouch wins it, I'm like, what? How did he win it? I think some of that has just been taken off just through the years. And some of these guys get in trouble, and some of the guys don't have good pro careers. Some of the guys don't, kind of give it to the wrong guy a couple times in there. Maybe. So, no, I don't think it's imperative. I don't know any Clemson fan that would rather have a Heisman Trophy than a national championship. I don't know any. Let me put it to you like this, Mr. War 24, Jack Latanto. I don't know any Clemson fan that would rather have the first Heisman Trophy rather than the fourth national championship. Do you?
No. No reasonable one, at least.
Right.
It's a team game.
Right. I have two Alabama thoughts. We'll get to that in a second. Let me get JJ in Anderson, 654 Roar, 654-7627. Good morning, JJ. How you doing?
Morning, Mickey. Long time no talk to.
Where you been, man? Where you been?
You know how it is now that I'm a Clemson fan. You know, I'm here, there, I'm everywhere now.
I doubt you came to the right Death Valley. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm told every day, you know. But, you know, of course, then I get told I'm a bandwagon fan. I was like, I turned Clemson way before they won a title.
That's right. I remember it well. I remember the day you called in. I remember it well.
But, I just wanted to say, you made the comment about the ACC, you know, not that something that people could use against us. The ACC had a better record than the SEC. And, you know, a lot of people keep wanting to put the SEC on this giant platform. Well, I want to make a comment, and I made it on one of your other shows. They kept this motto, it just means more. But yet, during the bowl season, they acted like it didn't mean more, because they didn't show up and they said they didn't want to be there. So if it means more, how can you have that motto and then do what you did in the bowl season?
Well, the bowl season and the last couple of years, remember the other thing the ACC has is about over the last 4 or 5 years in this head-to-head, these in-state rivalries that Clemson's on South Carolina, that Louisville's done a very good job against Kentucky, that Georgia Tech's won more than their fair share against Georgia and Florida State and Florida and all those kind of things. So you see those. But really, I don't listen to it anymore. I think it's a weak argument. It's an argument that you use when you have no other argument. It's an insurance policy. It's the NASCAR when you're guy wrecked and I'm gonna pull for a Ford or a Chevy instead. It's a weak, feeble minded argument that I think is kind of run its course. Now the SEC still tries to play that, tries to brand that. It doesn't work in my mind. And if you want to be weak and play it that way, then let's just do. I'm sure that the Dolphin fans are pulling for the AFC East this weekend nobody else does it, man. No. The Western Conference teams in the NBA don't pull for Golden State to keep winning. You know, the Yankees and Red Sox don't pull for each other because they're in the American League East. What are you in, the Metropolitan Division or something? I don't even know what those divisions are in hockey, but the Devils don't pull for the Rangers or the Islanders because they're in the same conference or same division in hockey. Nobody else does it. The SEC's tried to perpetuate this lie that, oh, it just means more and it means so much more to us. And look, it's a weak, feeble, I can't do it, but at least I've got something to fall back on argument. And JJ, exactly. By the way, and I appreciate the phone call, man. I hope you have a great day today. And on top of that, all it really truly does is it ensures that you won't beat that team that you're pulling for. Because I'll ask you this, Mr. 24, Jake Lake Johnson, I'll ask you this. South Carolina, Alabama coming in. The last time they played in Williams-Brice Stadium, who won? South Carolina. Who's going to win this year? Alabama. Why? Because Alabama's recruiting at a different level right now. So if you want Alabama to keep winning, the best thing that happened to South Carolina was if Alabama wouldn't do so well, and then the Gamecocks have a chance to beat them in Williams-Brice this year. Instead, they have no chance to beat them in Williams-Brice this year until we'll throw for 500 yards and beat you up and down the field, and you're supposed to say, well, that's my Crimson Cox I'm pulling for. No. It's actually the worst thing that could happen to you, because you're going to get embarrassed and humiliated on national television by a team that you're supposed to be almost pulling for other times of the year. Instead, Najee Harris and Tua are going to come and steamroll you and really expose you. And let's face it, didn't Steve Spurrier benefit from Tennessee being down and Florida being down and Georgia being down? Sure he did. If you're Georgia right now, the best thing to happen to you is Florida continuing turmoil, Tennessee continuing turmoil, South Carolina continuing turmoil. You don't have any uprising from Missouri like you did for 2 years.
Got to quell the Missouri uprising.
2 consecutive years. So you're crazy to do that. So we don't do that here. We didn't put up with that here. I have 2 Bama thoughts. So in the you agree with me, you don't have to win a Heisman Trophy here. You'd rather win a national championship. If you win one, great. That's just one less thing, to quote Forrest Gump. But it's not imperative. It's not a major priority around here.
It's not a major priority, but it's another one to check off the old bucket list.
Right.
And it would be another feather in the cap of Dabo and the program he's built.
I agree, man. I agree. Hey, Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. I want to talk to these folks right now that are specifically renters. And there's reasons to rent. And there's reasons that are, it's a great idea to rent. And it suits a lot of people out there. But at some point in time, I'm just telling you, I'm not telling you to buy, but I'm telling you that at least consider it. Now, when do you need to consider it? How much do you need to have as far as putting down a down payment? How much of a payment can you afford? What are your property taxes going to look like? What are your homeowner fees going to look like? What are some of the insurance going to look like? Some things you aren't paying right now, then maybe that's something you need to consider. All I'm telling you is that if you're currently renting, then at some point when you do consider buying, they've got a rent versus buy option calculator on there about what you need to, all those things you need to consider. Just talk to the folks at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Maybe they might tell you, look, in the current situation, the current environment that you're in right now, it maybe not might not be the best deal. But you can start building some equity and doing it the right way. Doing it a better way, maybe, for you. When you do reach that point where that is consideration, just give these folks a call. I will tell you, if you haven't bought before, it is a complicated process, but it can be so much more simple when you go through our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I have two Bama thoughts after a short break.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
It's 2019 and Scores Jewelers is finally in its new home on Civic Center Boulevard in Anderson. Scores Jewelers has grown into the premier jewelry store in the area thanks to you. And guys, if it's time to show her that she's the one you want to make memories with, we're here to make finding the right ring easy. Right now we have special 36 months no interest financing available, and at Scores you can compare diamonds side by side to see the difference for yourself. And with one of the largest selections of mountings in the area, finding the right style has never been easier. And best of all, if we don't have it, we can make it specially for you. We have custom design in-house to create whatever she wants. Of all the things we offer, the most important is guidance and expertise. We're here to help make finding the right ring easy and enjoyable. The one thing we don't offer at Scores is high pressure. We want buying a ring to be a pleasant experience. Yes, we'd like to make a sale, but we'd rather make a friend. Friends come back. I'm William Nichols, and I'd like to personally invite you to our new location and experience for yourself the difference of Scores Jewelers.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers.
Great road trips start at State Credit Union, where you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. And with rates as low as 2.24% APR on new cars, this is a great time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you really know Joe? He may not be who you think he is, but he delivers consistent product, great hospitality, great atmosphere, great everything, and of course, great pizza. You see, Joe's New York Pizza, with locations in Seneca and Clemson, doesn't rely on some special gimmick of the month. Joe does great pizza, subs, and fresh salads made with fresh ingredients. That's who Joe is. You know him. He's all about the sauce. Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square in Clemson, and Seneca on Highway 123.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody get to work.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hit me with the horn, 20. Keep making noise. Keep making noise. Yeah. Here we go now. Here we go now.
Welcome back, Granger Nissan of Anderson. Sat down with Damon Granger and learned more about what they do and how they do it. And he goes, Mickey, let's be clear. We have great vehicles here. We have great people here. We have a great service department here. We have great new cars and used cars. We have great financing here. We're in a great location. Our products are the best they've ever been. But let's be clear about one thing. It's all about inventory. That you got to have a big inventory because people want different choices with their colors and their packages and all kinds of stuff they have on there. And at Granger Nissan right now, 432 vehicles. Of those 432, 304 of them are brand new. Their location is so big, it's on two lots, and they're having to move because their inventory is so big. Certified pre-owned, the new cars as well, new cars, trucks, SUVs. See the great lines at Granger Nissan of Anderson, 3510 Clemson Boulevard. Call them at 324-0650, home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty and proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Let's get Boogie in Columbia, Northern Communication phone line. Hey, good morning, Boogie. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this morning? Mickey, I heard about your fears about going to the big city.
Yes.
About getting shot and the people asking for change. I know the feeling, buddy. I'm the same way. But I just wanted to share a quick story with you about the panhandlers. I was going to a Braves game one time in Atlanta, and you know what? In Atlanta, they got panhandlers on every corner just about. I mean, you get hammered with them wanting change. So one guy goes up. We walking down towards the stadium, and the guy says, hey, man, can you help me out? I'm homeless. You know, give me some change. I said, sure. And then his face lights up. I said, stand over here with me. So he walked over side the building. I said, okay. What I want you to do is I want you to do some jumping jacks and push-ups for about 10 minutes. And he said, what? I said, yeah, because I work for my money, and I'm not going to work for it to give it to you. You're going to work for it, too. The next time that happens, Mickey, try that. I promise you they will leave you alone because they're not going to work for it.
Yeah, look, I have all kinds of compassion, man. For people to be totally, I do get that. But there are people out there in communities all across this world that are involved in shelters and we don't have enough of them. We need more, obviously, but are much better at stretching that dollar so you can help so many more people if you just go give that money to a local shelter, how much more efficient they are, and you know where the money's going, where there is. And I know there's some people who are in bad times that do good stuff with that money, but boy, when you go to that local shelter, it stretches so much better.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Mickey. And I do a lot of motivational speaking, and I go to homeless shelters. And a lot of times, money is not the answer for them. Right. It's instilling hope in them and motivating them. Hey, you're not as bad a shape as you think you are. You know, you got to pick yourself up. But
right.
I got a doctor's appointment this morning, Mickey. I'm about to walk in. I just wanted to call and
brother,
and share that with you, man.
I hope it goes well with the doctor's appointment.
It is. They just want to do some genetic testing on me because they said there's no way any human being ought to be as good looking as I am. So we're going to find out today. All right, buddy. Y'all
thanks,
have a
thanks,
good
Boogie.
One.
I appreciate the phone call. You and I don't have that. We don't have that issue.
That gene skipped us.
Oh, I love it, man. I love it. My buddy Russ talked about Reese, his daughter Reese, and he says, man, I appreciate that shout out. And I said, well, she got the sweet genes in the family. You and I didn't get the look genes. I can tell you that. And goodness gracious knows, here at the States, we don't have the hair genes. I can just tell you that right off the bat.
No, no.
All right, just making sure we all know that. Can I give you the fallacies of Alabama right now?
That's a good word for you.
Thank you very much. Number one.
Is it a logical fallacy? What is this? What are we looking for?
No, well, it's just two things about, myths, I guess I might say, rather than fallacy. The myths of Alabama football. Okay. On the side of their helmets, Mr. Orr, 24, they have 17. That means 17 national championships. As I told you yesterday, it's really 11 because they've won 11 Associated Press national championships. Now, I don't blame them
How many of those were shared, though?
Well, a lot of them were shared. And the problem with this is that you can say that Clemson shared the national championship in 1981, even though in 1981, Clemson won the Associated Press. They won the UPI, which is the second biggest poll back then. We had the coaches' poll. The Football Writers Association, the National Football Foundation, the New York Times. Clemson won almost every one of them. But somehow, someway, the NCF, National Collegiate Foundation, whatever, voted Nebraska at 9-3 a national champion, even though Clemson beat Nebraska, and Clemson was 12-0, and Nebraska was 9-3.
I usually just go off of the NCAA website,
right?
College Ball Championship History, and when you go down to 1981, there is only one team listed.
But with that said, that's a different, you know, in that year, they voted Penn State, Pittsburgh, and for some reason, this NCF keeps having like five national champions every year. Anyway, so I'm not disputing that. Clemson was the undisputed champion in my mind. When he won the AP and the UPI in the same year, and the Football Writers and all that, they were the best team. They're the only undefeated team, and they won all that. The problem with Alabama and their 17 and what they claim, I don't blame them for the pre-AP years, and you can claim 1925 because you won the most in that year, even though Dartmouth was also, you were 10-0, but Dartmouth won it. They claimed a couple as well in that year because they were 8-1. Michigan claimed one at 7-1. The next year, though, I have a little bit of an issue with it because they were only 9-0-1. Lafayette was 9-0. Navy was 9-0-1. Stanford was 10-0-1. And that was kind of a split year there in 25. In 1930, it's hard. They claim 1930, and they did go 10-0 under Wallace Wade, but Notre Dame also went 10-0 under Newt Rodney, and Notre Dame actually won more of the awards. Notre Dame had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and Alabama had 4 of the votes of all those polls and all those things back then. So 30, even in 30, I don't have a huge problem with. In 34, right before the AP poll started, they were 10-0. Minnesota was 8-0. Minnesota still won more of the vote in that. But those are all pre-AP years, okay?
So 36 and on.
From 1936 and on, the problems I really have is that, for instance, Alabama claims 1941. Now, in 1941, Minnesota went 8-0. Minnesota won the AP National Championship. And Alabama went 9-2, and they won the Howard Scripps National Championship. Minnesota won the AP, the BR, the BS, the CFRA, the DES, the DUS, the HAF, the L, the NCF, and the PS, and the SR. I don't know what those are, and I can figure those out. But the point is that Alabama claims one in 41 when they were 9-2, and Minnesota was 8-0, and Minnesota won the AP National Championship.
The official NCAA champion is Minnesota on the list.
Okay. Alabama claims one in 1945 when Army. They went 10-0, but Army, would you say Army is officially recognized
Army
now?
Army is officially recognized.
Because Army won the AP National Championship that year, along with every other award they could win that year. And Alabama also claims...
How do you not give it to Army in 45?
Because of the World War II.
You got to give it to Army.
They weren't just national champions.
They were world champions.
Right. And back-to-back World War champions.
Whoa!
Right.
44 and 45, are they recognized for this?
Right. So you see what I'm saying with some of these claimed. For instance, it even continues in the modern era of Alabama football, where in 61, they split it. Well, they won the AP and the UPI. They were 11-0, and I'll give them that one.
Ohio State is listed as co-champion in 61.
Yeah, because they won the Football Writers Association. You know. 64, they were 10-1. And won the AP and the UPI, but Arkansas was 11-0 and on Football Writers that year.
Notre Dame also is listed as a co-champion as well.
Notre Dame won the NFF in 64. The co-champion stuff gets a little old in this thing. In 65, they were 9-1-1 and won the AP, but Michigan State was 10-1 and won the UPI.
Co-champions.
And see, they claimed 66, despite, and they were 11-0, but in 66, Notre Dame won the AP and the UPI. Michigan State won the National Football Writers Association, but a couple of those, the B and the SR, whatever those are, gave it to Alabama. So they claimed 66. And quite frankly, they didn't win in 66.
Notre Dame and Michigan State co-champions.
Right, but Alabama, one of their 17, they claimed 1966.
Oh, I know. I'm just giving you the official statement from the NCAA.
As you even get to like, they claimed 75, where, and they went 11-1, or Arizona State went 12-0, Oklahoma went 11-1, won the AP, the UPI, the National Football Writers Association, but someone called the MGR gave it Alabama in 75. So they claimed that one. In 77, they went 11-1, but Notre Dame won the AP, the UPI, the Football Writers Association, but yet Alabama, something called the CFRA. The CFRA, they won that one. So they claimed that one. You see what I'm saying? All these claimed national championships. That's why I go back to this, Mr. Or 24. It's very simple.
They're the UCF of yesteryear.
Yeah, and the thing is, they get on UCF now. But that's what they did. So, Mr. Or 24, let's just be clear about this.
Sure.
It's 11. They've won 11 Associated Press national championships.
I don't even know if I'm willing to give them 11.
AP national championships. And some of those are split. But still.
One, two.
You tell me how many the NCAA recognizes.
Three, four, five. Keep talking. I'll count them up.
Okay.
By themselves or co-champions?
Co-champions.
Co-champions included.
Yes. Figure that out. I'll tell my friends about Back to 30, backto30.com. I am going to Back to 30 again on the 30th of this month. I'm going Back to 30 on the 30th. And ironic there. I tell you, buddy, I went out and I'm going to play golf again today, I hope. And I'm wearing my sunscreen now, and my sunspots are going away. And I didn't know it could be this way, but I love this idea, man. This thing is looking great. I'm looking like $1 million, much like Boogie. I don't know how a grown man can look this good, but it's our friends at backto30.com that are helping me. They're zapping those things off. My sunspots are looking better than ever. They're just about gone. And I can't thank Angela and the great folks there enough. Men, if you want your skin to look better, if you want your body to look better, they've got some cool sculpting stuff. Get rid of your man boobs. Get rid of those love handles. They can do an awesome job as far as that goes. Let them take care of you. If you don't even know what you're looking for, but you know you want to look better and feel better, give them 5 minutes. They're going to give you back 10 years. It is our wonderful friends at Back to 30. Check them out online. Award-winning training, safety features. They are top of the line. I trust them with everything here. It's Back to 30. .com. What'd you come up with?
From the AP on, it's 10 between Seoul and co-champions. Without the AP, so you're going prior to that, it's 13.
Okay. But it's I thought it was 11 APs.
AP was in 36. I would be happy to check it again for you.
I thought a ref message suppressed it that it's 11 APs. With that said,
you're asking me from the NCAA website of what they recognized in the AP era.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the Associated Press poll, the final Associated Press poll, I think they won 11. So I would go with 11. That's what I'm going with. I mean, leather helmets shouldn't count. And when you are champions by the Billingsley poll shouldn't count. Sure. Just because if the AP, the UPI, the National Football Writers Association, everybody names Michigan State, but yet the Billingsley people give it to you, that doesn't mean you're national football champions, right? Just because Coley Matrix or DeVold system or the Dickinson system or the ECK ratings or the Lighthouse ratings give it to you for one and the other 57 give it to another one, then that doesn't mean you're national champions. So they haven't won 17 national champions. Right? We can agree upon that.
Yes.
Okay. I have one other fallacy to tell you about. That's our new rival, man. I got to talk trash about him. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Final segment of the show right after this.
This Wednesday, the Tigers play their second consecutive game in Little John as they take on their rivals from Atlanta when the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets come to town. Pre-game is at 8:30 with a 9 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos with a fixin' and a drink for just $4 each. Choose from our country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Three breakfast biscuit combos, just $4 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Running a business takes a lot of work. Sometimes you need help to get to the next level. When you partner with Northland Business, you'll get our local team committed to providing the customer service solutions you need to get there with fast, affordable internet, scalable fiber optic solutions, and around-the-clock network monitoring. You can trust Northland Business to help your business grow. Just visit northlandbusiness.com to learn more today. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. See northlandbusiness.com/offers for full details.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
It takes a winning spirit to keep a company running smoothly. And Sandvik Coromant, located in Westminster, wants to congratulate the Clemson Tigers for their winning spirit during the 2018 football season. Specializing in tooling for the metal cutting industry, Sandvik Coromant is shaping the future of global manufacturing through extensive R&D, recruiting, and training those who strive to be the best. Keep the winning spirit alive, Tigers. All the best from Sandvik Coromant in Westminster.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Welcome back. My friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com want to remind you that right now we're talking about 40% off tee times for the rest of this month. You got 2 weeks to get down there with some great weather. Do you see it's going to be 60 degrees in the 60s across here in the upstate this Friday and Saturday? What do you mean? Oh, no, it's beautiful. We love that kind of weather. Here's our great chance to get down to Palmetto Dunes and play for 40% off. Use the promo code SUPER19 and check those out. Man, I got to tell you, I love the Jones Course, getting out to the beach and seeing those beautiful scenic holes there. The Hills Course playing through the lagoons in an awesome setting, a natural setting, and just some beautiful holes back there and getting away from the rest of the island back there and really, really secluded part of it. I love that. But my favorite's at Fazio, that old tree-lined, beautiful old style golf course. Reminds me of like a Medina or something, man. It's beautiful, you know, old school, long, hard, mean golf course. I love that place. 40% off tee times right now, Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. We gave you the men's schedule yesterday, the Clemson women's schedule coming up. First, they went to Vanderbilt earlier in the year and finished fourth out of 15 up at the Mason Rudolph Classic, then out to Oklahoma in a very good field and finished tied for seventh there at the Schooner Classic. Up in North Carolina with another really good field, seventh out of 18 teams there. They went down to Mexico and finished fourth of 17 teams there. Now, ladies go down, opener season, February 16th, 17th, down at Reynolds National, down to Eatonton, Georgia, Reynolds Plantation at the Reynolds Lake Oconee Classic there. Then they go out to Houston to the Woodlands. I was at Woodlands earlier this year. What a beautiful place that is. That's February 26th or 25th and 26th. The next trip is to Gainesville, Florida at the SunTrust Gator Invitational, March 9th and 10th. They come back to the state of South Carolina. For the folks down in Charleston, down at Johns Island, they play at the club at Briars Creek. What a great golf course that is at Briars Creek Invitational. That's March the 18th and 19th. They go to Auburn's tournament on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of March. In April, mark this calendar date down now here in the upstate at Lake Kiawee, the reserve at Lake Kiawee, April 7th, 8th, and 9th, you'll have the Clemson Invitational. Then the ACC's at Sedgefield on April 18th, 19th, and 20th, NCAA Regionals and NCAA Finals again for this women's program. Little Clemson women's golf program for you. Great stuff there. Brought to you by our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. The beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. 40% off tee times right now when you go the promo code online. The promo code is SUPER19 at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Let's get to our phone calls in the final segment. John is in Greenville. Good morning, John. Thanks for hanging on so long. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. First-time caller to your show, long-time listener.
Well, thank you.
You and Zach, you guys do a great job. Enjoy, because I'm a Georgia fan, and I listen to you just about every morning as I drive from here over to Lawrence, South Carolina. So, fantastic show. Again, I'm a Georgia fan, but congratulations to Clemson. Man, I would take those two national titles with this ACC-SEC talk. I could care less. Just give me the titles, and we can have fun yapping about ACC-SEC any day of the week. But congratulations to Clemson. But one thing, you know, as I drive through and I listen to you and I listen to Walt's show, and I hear this, the people call in and they talk about, or they kind of poke at the SEC, what was the slogan, it means more, or something like that. I'm just curious, Mickey, is that really arguable in your mind? Is that truly, people don't think it means more in the SEC? I'm just curious.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't know about conference-wise because I'm not familiar with what Duke basketball means more, whatever. North Carolina basketball means more, and Louisville basketball and Syracuse basketball. But when it comes to football, though, I have not been to all those SEC schools, but I think that football means more to Clemson than it does Vanderbilt, then Kentucky, then Arkansas, then Missouri, then Mississippi State, then Ole Miss, then maybe, I think it means as much more than South Carolina, as much more than Tennessee. I've been to Florida several times here recently, and I think it means more there. So I don't see how it means more. At WCCP, what we're talking about here on our shows, I don't think that anybody in the SEC, maybe outside of Alabama, and I watch that now, and put it this way, I've seen Clemson, Alabama play in four straight years, and Clemson has had more fans total in those four games at those games than Alabama has had. So it doesn't mean more than it does right here to me, more to our fans here at Clemson.
Mickey, I don't know if it works the same way, and so educate me a little bit on Clemson or what you know, but when you're doing season tickets, and I got SEC biggies all around, from Alabama, Florida, where we talk, and we always comparing, but like Georgia, I can't sniff a Georgia game. I can't get in. I can't afford it. And I don't know if it's the same at Clemson, but like you're and I'm an alumni, and you get the, hey, to get your season tickets, you make your donation. If you get enough donation points, then you can buy the season tickets. But I don't know if you know this or your listening audience knows this, but the last I heard from my buddies that, you know, that actually got season tickets, it's a minimum donation of $10,000. Then you buy the season tickets, which are, you know, $300, $400, $500. You're $15,000 just to get in a game.
That's not right, John.
And it's the same at Auburn.
No, that's not. That's not true. That's not the case. That's not the case. You don't have to give $10,000 to get tickets at those places. Now, to get good seats, maybe, but it's not $10,000 for the minimum seats there.
So you've heard differently.
Yes. Matter of fact, I know Georgia fans get season tickets. They don't give $10,000 a year. But now, you have to join the booster club. You have to join the booster club to do it. Yeah. You have to give a certain amount there, but it's not $10,000.
The last I heard, and so I'll have to check my sources again, that was the minimum. So and my whole point to this, it has been measured, it is quantifiable. If you look at the most expensive tickets to get into SEC, especially Georgia's actually number one, believe it or not, right behind Notre Dame. Or maybe Notre Dame was one of them right behind them, but then you got Auburn, Florida, Tennessee. My whole point is, quantifiably, there's no arguing. It means more, literally, in the pocketbook. You look at attendance in the SEC, you look at all the way around. So when you're quantifying what it means for, you're talking money, you're talking attendance, you're talking passion, because when you measure, it's analogous. When you're talking to an SEC guy, we're talking Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina. You're talking Alabama, Auburn, LSU, I don't know whoever else in the West, but those are your. Let's just call that the SEC.
So that's seven of your 14.
That's
seven of your 14.
It's your top team. Okay. It's your top team. Yeah. It's your top. And so that's when we're SEC guys. We're the old SEC guys. That's who we're talking about. That's who we're looking at. Yeah. And when you measure what it takes to get in those games, the attendance, and what goes on, to me, it's not even an argument. It just means more. It doesn't mean wins. It doesn't mean losses. It just means more. It's more passion, which really relates to money, right? How much it costs for you to attend a game, to get over to a game, to get in a game.
Yeah.
And so when you take your top seven teams in the SEC, Big 12, any other conference in there, it's not even arguable. Am I wrong?
Not as far as that measure goes. I will tell you this, though, and I got some texts pointed out and believing it, that I know when I go to Georgia games, I'm not going to judge a book by its cover, because I know some very well-to-do people that are that you would never be able to tell. But the people that I sit beside, when I go as a visiting fan, Upper Deck, they don't have $10,000 a year to give before you can buy tickets, so all that kind of stuff. No, look in the bigger schools, at Notre Dame, you mentioned Notre Dame, and at Texas, Texas A&M's in the SEC now, at Michigan and Ohio State, I think you have the blue bloods of college football. I don't think there's any doubt about that. John, I got to get to the top of the hour. Appreciate the phone call. I don't think there's any doubt about that, but they're very serious about it in Ohio State. I've been to Ohio State before, and I don't think it means any more at Georgia or at Florida or at Tennessee than it does at Ohio State or Michigan or Clemson or Notre Dame or Texas. So, I like the idea that you're doing that and you're saying that. It means more than it does at Wake Forest or Duke or Iowa State, sure. But do you think it means any more than it does at Oklahoma? Because I don't think it does. So it's a good little slogan. Somebody, whoever came up with it, they paid some marketing firm, and it's a good little slogan. But in my mind, I don't think any Georgia fan wants to win any more than I do at Clemson. I don't think it's any more important to their jobs, for our jobs. It's pretty doggone important to us, isn't it? I don't see how it means any more. We do pretty well here at the station right now. We set records last year at the station. Can't mean any more to me. Outside of God and family, it's up there, brother. So I see your point. I don't disagree with you, but Georgia football doesn't mean more to you than Clemson football means to me. That's all I can judge it by, what it means to me and everybody else that's here around us. I went up here at Tiger Town or Tiger Sports Shop last night looking around. Looked like to me it's pretty doggone important there too. Anyway, I see your point, and I don't totally disagree with it. I do appreciate the phone call. Call more often. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands of Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands of Allstate. I am a fan of Brad Hughes. I'm a friend of Brad Hughes, and I think the world of Brad Hughes. I think that, man, I'd give anything in the world to him, and I know he'd do anything in the world for me as well. Get in touch with him. Maybe you can get better coverage, maybe better rates. Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports. I forgive those that say 9 o'clock is too late tonight. Look, I get it. You got family. But if you don't, and if you can, get by Little John tonight, 9 o'clock, Clemson and Georgia Tech. Skip the music, buddy. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me?
It is 9 o'clock, but more importantly, an 8:30 pregame show.
Yes.
Will get you prepared for the evening's action. You can listen to it on your way in as you get out there and pack Little John tonight for Clemson and Georgia Tech. Looking forward to bringing it to you this evening. 8:30 pregame, 9 o'clock tip.
No doubt about that. Hey, my 2 minute drill about to be aired.